like since we finished our cast, had some time to some other things. So I'd like to talk about being a Zmanim. We have to realize that being a Zmanim, it's actually the expression being a Zmanim is a misnomer. It's a bad expression. Being a Zmanim implies that there's time, there's a Zman, and then a few weeks later there's another Zman, and in between there's nothing. And we call that being a Zmanim. You know, that's the time where we don't have to do anything, where we can relax, chill out, and it's not important in our life. It's not an important time in our life. It's just bein hazman. It's between the times. Of course, that's a terrible mistake. Bein hazman is the most important zman of the year. Bein hazman perhaps is the most important zman of the year. Bein hazman is another zman. It's not Ben Azman, we should return it. It's a good point. I'll tell you, you know what? I want you guys to realize something. Ben Azman will be your Zman the rest of your lives. After you're married. You're not, even if you're learning in yeshiva, and even if you're learning in kollel, certainly if you're not learning in kollel, and even someone that learns in kollel, probably eventually be in chinuch. Basically, most of your life is what nowadays we call ben hazman. Ben hazman means the time of ben hazman is what? When there's no one on top of us. When there's no set schedule planned out for us, there's no Rebbe on top of us, there's no one on top of us, and there's no pressure, there's nothing. We're totally independent. And that's what life is about. Life is about being a Zman. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu never said that. By the way, this little Musabat is not coming to say. I'm afraid if you think I'm going somewhere, you know, bad, you might stop listening. I'm not coming to say you should learn all day ben hazmanim. I'm not coming to tell you that you should learn all day. You shouldn't waste any time. That's not what I'm coming to say. Okay, so you can listen. I'm not saying that at all. You can learn 5 minutes ben hazmanim. It's not relevant to what I'm going to say. All right? Now you listen. Now, I forgot where I was coming from, but I'm trying to remember where I was coming from. Who remembers what I was coming from? All right. Right. Ben hazmanim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never said. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never said that when there is yeshiva, you're obligated to learn, and when there's no yeshiva, there's no obligation to learn, right? So, our obligations to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our obligations as a Yid, do not change really inherently because it's Bein HaZman. A Bachar that learns well during the Zman, it doesn't really happen in Waterbury, for I'll tell you what, but Bachar learns well during the Zman. And Bein Hazman is a different person during the Bein Hazman. He dresses differently. I'm not saying when he plays ball. When he dresses differently, and he speaks differently, and he acts differently. But that's a terrible, don't have to get depressed, but that's a bad sign. Because life, your whole life, you're going to be living Bein Hazman. You're going to be living without yeshiva on top of you. The most important zman is Bein Hazman, because that you will be able to tell whether you're ready, whether you've incorporated enough, you know, whether everything you've learned during this zman is penetrated. Everything that you've learned during this zman is penetrated. The Torah you've learned is penetrated, or Chas v'Shalom, it hasn't really penetrated. You were just, you know, learning a little bit, but it hasn't changed your life. a person has to be very careful. I'll discuss some different things for Bein HaZman. First of all, a person has to be very careful not to make drastic changes from the way he acted during the Zman and Bein HaZman. That's obvious. If a person has certain, person would not act a certain way during the Zman, he should not Chas V'Sham act the way Bein HaZman. During the Zman, if a bachur wanted to have a nice break, he'd play basketball, he would do something kosher. So of course, Bein HaZmanim, it's strictly kosher. We don't eat treif Bein HaZmanim, Baruch Hashem. So we're not going to do anything. We can't do anything different that would be something that's below our level. Listen carefully. I'm not saying how much time you learn. Don't do anything below your level. Don't do anything that during the Zman would be below your level and then sink. Chas V'Sham, Bein HaZmanim, and sink. Bein HaZmanim could really kill people. Could really rip away a lot of what they've gained during the Zman. Doesn't destroy it. You still did it, but it could really rip away. A bachur during the Zman was very careful not to see certain things, not to be involved in certain things. Goes home Bein HaZmanim and is a very big Messiah. Who knows what his parents, Chas V'Sham, what type of explosive they carry in their house, what type of weapons they carry in their house. Who knows what type of friends he might have back in the city who did not steig the way he did. And he very easily can fall into things that he never would have thought about doing during the Zman, because they're not kosher, because they're bad for him. And then Bein HaZmanim, he falls. If you don't learn a word, Bein HaZmanim, make sure not to do anything that's destructive to you and something that you have never done during the Zman. You never thought about doing something, you know it's straight. Be very careful to stay clean, stay kosher. Each person according to his level. Obviously, some people have different standards. So I'm not coming to introduce standards. In a Zmanim, you have to retain the standards of the Zman, of where you were holding during the Zman. Don't lose that.
Isn't it the famous thing that
That's true. So maybe, fine. That's not relevant. So maybe you'll be falling a little bit. Be very, very little. This, on the opposite, we can say this is Gufan Aliyah. If a person can hold his standards, he had during the Zman and stay away from the things that he would never have done during the Zman, even if he had access. A person had access to, somehow, a person, has access to a television, and during the Zman, even if he knows a guy that has a television, and the guy says, you want to come over and watch television, he would say no. Even if it was during Bein HaZmanim, wasn't for Baltira, he would have never thought about watching television in his mind. And then comes Bein HaZmanim, it could be sitting in his house, it could be at his friend's house. You've got to try as hard as you can to hold on to your standards. You can kill yourself, you can really hurt yourself, it really does damage to you if you fall. Many people fall Bein HaZmanim. The most important thing in Bein HaZmanim is not to fall. If you didn't learn a word, don't fall. Don't fall. Sur Meira. Don't fall. Keep standards. That's a success. If you come out of whole Zman, by the way, you should prepare yourselves. Before this month's over, think about the pitfalls that happened to you. Maybe none of you have any pitfalls, but if there are pitfalls that you know have happened to you in the past Bein HaZmanim, make strong commitments. And by the way, if there's any way to control them, a person can have someone to on top of him. Let it be his parents, let it be a friend. Someone can make sure. Better yet, insurance is a good thing, by the way. Insurance. If a person can make sure to hold his standards, he should commit. Write it down on a paper. Commit. If you don't commit, you'll never do it. Spoken about a different time. If a person doesn't commit, then he's not going to keep it. Commit before not to do certain things. Not to learn all day. We'll discuss learning later. But don't do certain things that you never thought about doing during this life. Don't do it. And by the way, it's a tremendous success. Tremendous. Many times people have a hard time, people have a hard time doing things like that because they don't realize. If a person asks you to go help them, a person go ask you to go help someone who's sick, you run to do it and you feel so good about yourself. But when a person feels good about doing something, it helps them, gives them energy to do it. A person has to realize that if he could hold back from the Yetzer Hara, you should realize that I'm doing a great, great thing. You get such schar, more schar than helping the sick lady. You'll get such schar for holding back. Pat yourself on the back, you'll get a lot of scar for holding yourself back. It's tough. Try your best. If you fall a little bit, don't. By the way, this is a good another thing. If you fall a little bit, don't collapse. Many people, and this is, by the way, the Yetzirah Ben Hazman. A guy feels that he's not learning. So, guy, let's say a guy says, okay, I know Ben Hazman, I'm not supposed to learn a whole day, but I'm supposed to learn a Chacha a little bit, an hour, 2 hours, a few hours, and then he doesn't end up learning well. So the Yetzirah says, yeah, you bum. You're not learning. You're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. So just give it all up. Just spill the beans. Throw it all. Empty your pockets. Just give it all up. You're not doing it. The Yetzirah's biggest trick is a person that's falling, he throws them over the cliff. It's the biggest trick in Yetzirah, not just in Zman, during the Zman. Person's falling a little bit, guy wakes up a little bit late. Guy wakes up 10 minutes late. Guy's very mad to come to minyan. He wakes up, all of a sudden he realizes it's 10 minutes after Shachar started. Yetzirah says, 10 minutes later, ready, you bum. Let's go back to sleep. That's the greatest trick of the Yetzirah. Greatest trick of the Yetzirah happens all the time. Person falls a little bit and the Yetzirah says, throw him over the cliff. And it's a tremendous greatness of a person if he's able to catch himself. Tremendous greatness. I realized this once. It's a tremendous greatness if a person wakes up 10 minutes late and a person says, the Yetzirah says, you're late already, you bum. Just go back to sleep. Go back to sleep, you bum. The greatest greatness, it's greatness of a person. It's greatness of a person to catch himself and say, so I'm 10 minutes late, so I messed up. It was my fault I'm 10 minutes late because I went back to sleep the first time. It's my fault. I went back to sleep the first time. But Yetzirah, I'm not going to lose again. I'll catch you the second time around. It's a greatness. The Yetzirah says you're falling, we'll push you over the cliff. That's Ben Hazman. Ben Hazman for many people is they're over the cliff. So even if a person falls a little bit, catch yourself. It's not all or nothing. Judaism is about not all or nothing. There's everything you do counts. The person fell a little bit, catch yourself. Don't give up on yourself and don't call yourself a bum, as we spoke already many times. Catch yourself. So try not to fall. Try not to fall. Remember, you're a Ventaira. Don't dress a way that tells you you're not a Ventaira. Don't go to places that tell you you're not a Ventaira. You know what I'm saying? Don't do things that, you know, are below your dignity. Don't do things that are below your dignity. Baruch Hashem, I have a very chashav ilam here. Everyone here is very chashav. Don't do anything that's below your dignity. You know? That's one of the biggest advices of Ben Hazman. And this, by the way, this is the key to life. Because Mirz Hashem, you'll get older, there's no yeshiva around, there's no this. Am I for real because I care about HaKadosh Baruch, I care about doing the right thing? Or I just go with the flow. I'm a go with the flow person. The good Bachram, when it comes to summer Zman, it comes to Ben Hazman, the good Bachram, if you don't learn, you're still a good Bachram. But as you get older, you'll notice, the good Bachram learn Ben Hazman. There could be two Bachram, both learn very well during the Zman. One Bachar, all of a sudden, he doesn't learn a word. Another Bachar still learns a few hours a day. That's a very big sign that there's a tremendous difference between the two Bachar. One Bachar just likes to be with everyone else and likes to keep with everyone else and likes to be part of everything and learn. And the other Bachar cares about learning. And that Bachar is going to one day be a Talmud Chacham. The other Bachar, Nebuch, if he doesn't get his act together, he's going to fall apart. It doesn't mean a person can't have a fool, you know, and a person could slip. But you have to realize that life is about what you do when you're independent. You're going to be so independent one day. Okay. Let's talk a little more about Maisedek. All right? Let's cover a few areas. Let's cover first, davening. This is an interesting insight that I think is very important to know. Minyanim, Ben Hazmanim, Shachris. Shachris. What happens to Shachris, Ben Hazman? So the average yeshiva bacher lives in a community. Of course, if you live in a community where there's only one minyan, you better be up and on time. Don't slack off on minyanim ben hazmanim. By the way, it's a very good commitment. Person says, "Well, I don't know how much I'm going to learn. Commit to davening. It'll keep you connected to what's right." Okay, well, let's talk about shachar. So, a person lives in a community where he has choices of many, many people live in such communities. Many communities all over the other number of shuls, where you have the one shul that has a minyan every 15 minutes. That's all it takes to get the davening done. But you have a minyan all the time. So, bacher says, "No, it's ben hazmanim. So, there's nothing wrong with sleeping late. So whenever I wake up, whenever I decide to roll myself out of bed, I'll get them in. If I roll out of bed at 9 o'clock, early, I'll dive at 9. No joking aside, it is early, 9 o'clock ben ismanim. Nowadays it's early. Guy rolls out at 9:30, it's 9:30. Of course, it's man kriyashma. Everyone has to remember, so we'll remember. We'll roll out of bed. I don't know when man kriyashma is, but whatever it is, let's say it's 9 o'clock, so we'll get out of bed. He'll say kriyashma, he'll sit up, he'll say kriyashma, and he'll go back to sleep. Whenever he rolls out of bed the second time, we'll catch him on tefillah. Okay, that's not the way it should work. What I would suggest to anyone that... intelligent person who wants to do a smart thing, what you should do is like this. Commit to a certain minyan. This is a tremendous, tremendous thing. Commit to a certain minyan. If you want to daven 9:30 every day Shachos, if you want to daven Bein HaZmanim Shachos every day 9:30, and Zman Kriyashma, I'm not going to tell you, it's better, yes, it's better to say Kriyashma with the Tzibur in the Zman. But okay, you don't want to be machmer on that. Fine. So you want to dive at 9:30. So make sure you say Kriya Shema at the proper zman. Very important. If you're gonna miss it, then don't dive at 9:30. Make sure you say Kriya Shema at the proper zman. But then dive in every single day 9:30 at the same shul, at the same minyan. Preferably the minyan is something that you can keep up with, and dive in there and be on time even. Gevaldik. It's gevaldik if a person's on time to 9:30 minyan every day minazmanim. It's greatness. It's gevaldik. Say Kriya Shema before. It's greatness for that bachur, it's greatness. Now what I'm saying is, you have to be consistent about it. Don't say, well, I won't dive in past, I don't even think this is good. I won't dive in past 9:30. I'm not saying that if one day you have to get up and go somewhere else, and one other thing. I'm saying is try to have one consistent minyan, and at least the night before, when you go to sleep, you should think to yourself, where am I diving tomorrow morning at what time? If tomorrow morning I plan on diving 8 o'clock minyan, I will be at the 8 o'clock minyan. Have my mommy wake me up, have my tati wake me up, they're very good at that. I want to dive at 8 o'clock. I want to dive at 9 o'clock. I want to dive at 9:30. But be consistent about it, because when a person just rolls out of bed, whenever he says rolls out of bed, it's just not a seder. It's just not mesuder. It's just not healthy. It's just not good. It's not good. I can't explain to you all the lumness behind it. It's just not good. A person should make a seder hayayim. Let him start at 9:30 in the morning. I don't care. But let him at least plan in the beforehand. He'll dive at 9:30. He won't dive at 10. A guy that plans to dive at 9:30, yeah, I'll try to get the 9:30 minute. I wake up late 10. You know, I don't know how late you could dive at, you know. You live in Bar Park, you can keep on walking around 1,000 to 1 o'clock. You guys aren't Hasidic, so you can't do that, but all right, fine. It's a very good idea. Okay, let's talk about learning. Let's talk about learning. You realize, when it comes to Ben Azman, you realize, you know, that Torah is mamish oxygen for a person. When a person is not learning, it's going to be very hard for a person to hold on to his standards if he doesn't put any learning into the day. Because Torah is, we don't know how, but I know myself, when I'm not learning well, if I'm in a situation, even if I'm doing other mitzvahs, even if I'm doing chesed, if I'm not, don't have a seder of learning, then I'm a weaker person with the Yetzirah. I'm a weaker person. Torah is oxygen. The Gemara says so. Anyone who has experienced Bein Hazmanim can know that. Torah is a battery, is the oxygen. A person has to put in some learning into his Bein Hazmanim. Every person is different. Every person. I can't tell any person, give minutes, hours. I can't give any time, because every person has to know himself what he's capable of doing. But be realistic about it. Try to be organized. If a person wants to learn, very good idea. The first half an hour after davening is a very good time, because your day didn't start yet. Put that in consistently every day. Okay, one day you're going to Chol Moed, because then you're going to Chol Moed. But try to be consistent about it. Or better yet, or a person once says, I want a chazer amid a day. A chazer the bikiyas, a chazer amid a day. If some person could do more, could do a part of the day. Let one person chazer half amid a day. The best thing is it's the same thing with the thing with the minyan. The best thing is a person is organized in what he's going to accomplish, and preferably try to stick to times. You know, it's very, very important. If a person, by the way, there are people that don't learn anything Bein Hazmanim, and there are people that just put one solid hour, and it changes their whole Bein Hazmanim. It might even change their life. That one solid hour makes a very big difference. For a person that an hour is difficult for, which it's for many people it is, and I'm not blaming them because it's Bein Hazmanim, one solid hour where he learns could change his whole Bein Hazmanim. Not only is Bein Hazmanim, it changes his whole life. Because Bein Hazmanim is life. Bein Hazmanim has many comparisons to life that yeshiva doesn't have. Again, a person should try to think before Bein Hazmanim what he wants to learn. a goal, and a goal that you can keep, not 15 vlad, a goal that you can keep. And a person doesn't have any learning into his day, it's very hard to do what we talked about in the beginning. It's really hard, you can try, do it anyways, it's very hard to hold on to everything if you're not learning. For me at least, I think that's true for a lot of people. Okay, let's talk about something very interesting. There's a whole other dimension of avayda bin hazman that you don't have during the year, and this a person could really excel in and also could change your bin hazman. I know a bacher, a very good bacher. He's a shtarka guy. He went to Eretz Yisrael. Very shtarka guy. He went to Eretz Yisrael, and he became disconnected a little bit with his parents. I think his parents were a little bit scared of him because he came home. He came from a modern house. He comes home. He's a shtarka yeshiva bacher. And one bein his mom, he came home. And he mamish spent a lot of time at home helping his parents. He had nieces and nephews over. He helped, played with them, and started to change around the whole situation with his family. And there's time now a whole different situation with his family. It's a chance to work on Ben Adam Lachavero, and that's with the person's family, where Ben Adam Lachavero is the most important. A person should try to be a model child, Ben Azban. You're away the whole year, you don't have that many responsibilities to your parents. Try to be, and it's not like your parents, and your parents, most of your parents are probably not so demanding on you and are making you do errands for them all day. So you're home a little bit. Your garbage is full. Or you see your mother going to take out the garbage. Ma, let me take out the garbage. Your mother's thirsty. I bring you a drink. Your mother's going to be shocked. You bring me a drink. Show your parents that you did something during this night. The learning is going to be hard to show, unless you're a real good bacher. Show your parents you're a different person. Work on your kibbutz avei. It's very good for a person's midos. Parents tell you to do something. Be very careful. Be on the alert. Not to be disrespectful. Chas v'shalom. Not to complain. Thank your mother for supper. We don't get suppers like this in Yishkam. Don't have to say it. We don't have to say it that way. All right. Well, I don't think that's not an insult, really, because I'm just joking. It's not an insult to the yeshiva. But the Chaim Zev is a gavaldika cook, and Maish is a gavaldika assistant. But a person should tell his mother to compliment the supper. Don't expect that you. By the way, your mother is not mechuyev to make you, and it's Pesach, so there's no cereal. Doesn't mean your mother's mechuyev to make you eggs every morning. If your mother wants to, if she does, depends, you know. Then be very, very grateful for it. And it's not necessary. It's not necessary. Your mother doesn't have to make you look. Don't be demanding. You're only home for a few weeks. It's hard to be good all year. You're only home for a few weeks. Be very good. You should know, by the way, good things come to good people also. It's better. It's good for you. It'll make your parents very happy. They'll realize that even if you're not putting in a whole day of learning Ben Azmanim, which, by the way, that itself, you have to realize that is a little bit of a chil Hashem, a little bit of this, you know, a bacher learned the whole Zman, he comes up in his mind, doesn't learn a word. You should know it. It doesn't make your parents feel good that they're spending $10,000 tuition. It doesn't make them feel so good. Because you'll say, well, it's not the Zman. Well, hopefully, if your parents are smart enough, they know that the life is goes beyond the Zman. Then a person. But this area would make a very big impression. This is worth $10,000. My kid offers to give me a drink. My kid offers to take out the garbage. My kid doesn't complain when I'm asked to take out the garbage. That is worth $10,000. That's a different person. That's a mensch. Show your parents you're a mensch. I spoke about that bacher. I'll just mention in passing. The avaid, the many times of, this is not necessary for everyone, but many times a bacher has parents that are not as firm as him. And this bacher, I think it's because he came to Waterbury, he realized, it's very careful not that you should respect your parents and not be judgmental on their ruchnis. Be judgmental on your own ruchnis, not to be judged on their ruchnis. If there's something that they're doing wrong and you have to tell them, or you're not sure if you have to tell them, so then you can ask a Rebbe, ask a Rav whether you should tell them. You have to know what you're supposed to say. When Azul says certain things, maybe you think are usher, and there's what to rely on. You have to be careful what you say and what you don't say. But the respect that they feel, a bacher many times comes home, he's learning, if the parents would feel the respect, they would be able to deal. They deal with their son because their son still respects him. They're afraid their son doesn't respect me. He's a bentayer. He's learning stark. And he's very from, and he doesn't respect me, Mr. Television, me, Mr. Videos, me, Mr. Sports, me, Mr. Yankees. He doesn't respect me. If you show your parent respect, that makes things much, much better. They'll be able to respect you and be able to support you. Many bacher, if they would handle their parents properly, and their brothers and sisters also, your brother's not as from as you, it's a time to be nice to your family. Don't just run around the whole day with your friends and ignore your family. You can go have a good time with your friends, but don't ignore your family. Maybe it's good to try to spend time with your family, especially if you have a sibling, a younger sibling that needs kiruv, not makarv and tell him what to do. Spend time with him, then he'll like you. It's a mamash, Ben Azal is a great time for a person to work on his ben adam l'chaveru, ben adam between his parents. Again, kibbut of aim. I'll repeat, the kibbut of aim, the person to think about. A person has to have tremendous akaras to tell his parents. The reason why Hashem said to honor your parents, the chinuch says, is because of akaras to tell. A person has to have tremendous akaras to tell his parents. A parent should not feel. This is, by the way, the key to happiness in life. This is the key to everything. Is akaras to tell. Yeah, we just heard on the video. I got the David Shkreich in tape. Akaras HaTayv. A person has to be appreciative of what his parents do for him. When your mother gives you supper, you should realize, it should be easier for you because you were away the whole year. It's fresh. I should appreciate when my mother doesn't owe me anything. I'm 18 years old. I'm 19 years old. Whatever age I am, I'm a big boy. My parents can lock me out of the house and say, go get a job. A big boy. Parents are nice to me. They let me stay in the house. They give me food. Child comes to his parents. Dad, I need money. I need money. I'm going on a trip. I need money. What kind of way is to the parents? Your parents don't owe you money if you're going on a trip. You're spending enough money during the year. You want to ask your father for money because you don't have money? Say, Dad, I feel bad asking for money, but please, would you mind giving me money? And he gives you the money. I really appreciate it. By the way, on the side, you'll probably get more money if you do it that way. Yeah, but it's the right thing to do. It's the right thing to do. It's not, ma, I need lunch. You should, sometimes, by the way, you shouldn't even ask for it. Sometimes make yourself lunch. Sometimes you want to ask, but if you want to ask and say, ma, I don't want to bother you, But your mamash can grow leaps and bounds. A person would just treat his parents properly. Siblings, try not to fight with your little brother, your annoying brothers and sisters. Try not to fight with them. Try to be nice to them. You're only home a few weeks. Try to be nice to them. Try to work on your kas. Now you have a chance to work on your kas. Till now you never have a chance to work on your kas. Your roommates are nice. But stop me having a brother or sister that's annoying. Work on your kas. Work on your kas. It's a tremendous chance. Beit HaZman is a gevaldik zman. It's gevaldik zman. We have to try the new term for it. It's gevaldik zman. It's gevaldik zman. A person can manage to grow leaps and bounds. If a person can grow more in Bein HaZman than grow all zman. A person can grow more in Bein HaZman than all zman. Because growth comes from growth of Bein HaZman is that I'm in control and I'm doing it and I'm committed and no one's on top of me and I'm going to do it. And if a person just holds to it for just a short time, those 2 weeks, 3 weeks, he can grow more than a whole zman. A whole zman for seder, yay. He wants his rebbe, he doesn't want to be upset at him. He has a chavrusa waiting for him. He has shir, he has this, he has that. There's nothing. It's a midbar. You're free. You're free. Run. I don't want to run. I want to still be a bentayer. I'm not running away from being a bentayer. Bentayer is gishmak, and I'm running away from it. All right. So, Beit Hashem, we'll have hopefully Sunday we'll have Masavah, but if the Rosh Hashivah is all right, Shkaich.
Thank you very much.
Right. Someone just asked whether they should go on a Chol Hamoed trip with his family, or he's only one day go with his friends. So, if a person could, he should go with his family. But I just want to tell you one new site. The person new site is that a person should learn to appreciate the beauty of family. You go home and realize you're lucky you have a mother. It's so nice to have a mother and father. So nice to have brothers and sisters. You should try to look into the beauty of family. Spending a whole night trip with your family is not, if you look at it one way, it's yes, it's boring going to the Bronx Zoo. Maybe look at it a different way. Look at it a different way. It's so nice to be with my brother. Baruch Hashem, I have a brother. Baruch Hashem, I have a sister. Baruch Hashem, I have parents to go with me to the zoo. If a person would look at it that way, he would run to go. A person should look at the beauty of the fact that he has a family and he spends time with his family. Family should not, it's always how you look at it. If you look at going on a family trip as boring and stupid, and spending time with your family boring and stupid, then you'll never see the beauty of family. If a person would focus on it, family's beautiful. Family's beautiful. You know, a parent loves to spend time with his kids. He'll go to the Bronx Zoo. He'll be more than happy to go to the stupidest places with his kids over going with his friends and going on an exciting trip. I come home and spend time with my little kids. I have a lot more geschmack than going on a chreis, some type of amusement park, some place with my friends. So just like your parents understand the beauty of their children, we could understand the beauty of our parents, understand the beauty of having brothers and sisters. It's beautiful. It's really beautiful. If we make a kesher with them, if we make a connection with them that we haven't had the whole year, if we haven't had our whole lives, people don't have a kesher with their brothers and sisters their whole lives. People want to make friends. How about make a relationship with your brother and sister? How would be closer to your brother and sister? That's so special to me. That's the most beautiful thing in the world, to see your family. It's the most beautiful thing in the world to spend time with your nieces and nephews. It's the most beautiful, biggest bracha in the world. That's beautiful.